The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf ayin he. Perek ha-mochelet ha-sefina. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruh Hashem t'nichenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf in ayin he, amud lishon. We are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, starting with Ki'ata Ravdimi. Ki'ata Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Babel to Eretz Israel, Amar B'Yohanan, he quoted B'Yohanan, Mesha'ah, Sh'Leviatan Ra'ev, when the Leviatan fish, it's a big whale, when it gets hungry, Motzihe Bel Mepiv U'Martiach, it lets out like hot air out of its mouth, and becomes very hot. And he heats, Kol Mimot Sh'Bemetzula, all the depths of all the oceans and the seas become hot from the vapor that comes out of the mouth of the Leviathan. Shne'emar, Yartiyah Kasir Mesula. He heats the Mesula, the bottom of the seas, like a pot on the fire. V'lmaleh mechnis rosho le'gan Eden. If he wouldn't stick his head into Gan Eden, en kubriya yichodah la'amod b'rehod. The smell would be so great that we'd not be able to stand it. Shne'emar, Yam Yasim Kamerkaha. Which means the yam turns into like a perfumery where it smells good, only because he sticks his head into the Gan Eden. The besamim of Gan Eden causes the smell to dissipate. That's the smell of the Leviathan that he goes inside. When he's hungry, when he's thirsty, I mean, he digs into the bottom of the ocean in order to drink water. By yam shne'emar, acharav ya'ir natif. He leaves Netivim. Netivim is like furrows in the bottom of the ocean. Amar v'haber Yaakov, en teom choze letano. Which means he makes such furrows in the bottom of the ocean, can never go back to its old way. Ad shifrim shall take 70 years for those holes in the ocean to go back to their original depth. Amar yachsov teom leseva. Wow. Seva is an old man. How old is old age? 70. That means it takes 70 years to recover from the holes that the Leviathan makes in the bottom of the ocean when he is thirsty. Amar Abba, Amar Yohana, Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Latzot Se'uda L'Saddikim. Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, he's going to make a Se'uda for the Saddikim B'Saro Shel Leviathan. This is going to be literally, this Leviathan is going to be caught, and we're going to have a Se'uda Shel Leviathan. Shene Emar Yichru Alav Habarim. The word kira is ela seuda. So the word kira is a seuda. Habarim is the hakamim. What about everybody else? Not everybody else. What about the leftovers? The tzaddikim, the hakamim, are going to eat this from the seuda of the Leviathan. What's going to happen with the rest? Mehalekin oto ve'osim bo sechura v'shkei Yerushalayim. They're going to sell it in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim. They're going to sell the rest of the meat of the Leviathan. Shne'emar yehesu ben Kena'anim. What's Kena'anim? Not the nation. Ben Kena'anim ela tegarim. Kena'anim is a word used for merchants. Shne'emar Kena'an beyado moznei mirma. The Suhair has in his hands faulty measures. La'ashok ahev. In order to rob the honest person, the good person. Okay, nechbade aris. It's referring to the merchants are considered the respectable people of the lands. Anyway, it says that God's going to take the other half of the Leviathan, whatever's left over, and it's going to be sold in the marketplaces. Now he says over here, become a mikomot matzino betalmud, that God's going to make a seudah for the tzaddikim latin labo, from the basar of the Leviathan, from the behemot, and yishtu miyayin mishumar ba'anavav. They're going to drink from the special wine that God has in his stock. Ubasuf al-Sa'uda, the tzaddikim are going to make barakot, David al-Melech alav ha-Shalom, etc. The Rashba clearly writes, Shebevadaya devarim kefshutam. For sure, we're supposed to take this Gemara literally, that there is going to be a Sa'uda, there is going to be a Leviathan, there is going to be the wine, there is going to be the whole thing. And then, of course, there's Remazim as well. Okay, as we explained, that every Shabbat is actually a rehearsal for this seuda that we're talking about. That's why we have fish on Shabbat, that's why we have meat on Shabbat, that's why we have wine on Shabbat. It's the same foods that are the preparation for the seuda of Leviathan. So every Shabbat is like a dress rehearsal for the real day, the Yom Shikulo Shabbat. Amar Abba, Amar Yohanan, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Sukkah LeSadikim Me'oro Shel Leviathan. God is going to make a sukkah, a hut, from the skin, the leather of the Leviathan. Shel Emar Hatmale Besukot Oro. God was telling Eyov, do you think you can make a sukkah from the flesh of the Leviathan? Implying you can't make it, but there's going to come a time where it's going to happen. Now, zachah osin lo sukkah. If you have a zechut, you'll be able to sit in the sukkah. They'll make a sukkah from that. Lo zachah osin lo silsal. They'll make a small little shady area, but not a sukkah. Shneimar uptzilsal dagim rosho. Zachah osin lo silsal. If you have a zechut, at least you have some shade. Lo zachah osin lo anak. I'll just make you like a necklace from the skin. Shana emar va'anakim legargerotecha. Zacha osino anak. Lo zacha osino kameya. Then I'll just make a little amulet from the skin of the Leviathan. Shana emar v'tekshirenu lena'arotecha. And you'll tie it to the na'arotecha, to your maidens. Which means it's talking about a small little item that the maidens used to wear. Trinkets. The trinket is a kameya. What are they going to do with the rest of the meat? Porso HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Chomot Yerushalayim. God's going to spread the Leviathan skin on the walls of Yerushalayim. Vezivo mavhik mesof ha'olam va'ad sofo. And the brightness of the fish, of the flesh, is going to shine from one side of the world to the other side. What's Ne'emar? Ve'alechu goyim le'orech umlechim le'noga zarchech. And the goyim are going to go towards light. Okay? Yes, but we don't know where it is. Somewhere around in the waters. Okay, next one. Vesamti kadkor shimshotayich. So the pasuk says the walls of Jerusalem are going to be made up of kadkod. We explained once in the derasha, kadkod is 24 and 24 kadkad. That's at the end of time. Every derash, there's 24 kilipot. So you have to answer the 24 questions to every sugya. Meshtakish and Abu Hanan. This is the katkod. But that's a deep derasha for another time. But the simple explanation is katkod means the stones of Jerusalem are going to be made of katkod. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nachmani Peliki Tre Malachei Birkia. Two angels had a machloket in heaven, what this is. And which angels are they? Gavriel and Michael. The Amil and some say no. Today, Amurai b'Maraba, two rabbis in Eretz Yisrael had a machloket. You either two angels or two rabbis. Same thing. Uman in Nun, and who are they? Yehuda v'Hizkiyah ben Rabbi Chaya, the children of Rabbi Chaya. Had Amar Shoham, that Katkod is the Shoham stone. The Had Amar Yashefe, Amar Lachash Baruch Hu Leve Keden uKeden. Let it be both. I mean, the stones are made out of Yashefe and Shoham. That's why it's called Katkod. Keden v'keden, like kada v'kada, from this and from this. Just we may read both. That's the word katkod. Okay, ushaarayich le'abnei ekdah. It says that the walls of Jerusalem are going to be made up of a humongous giant stone, and they're just going to chisel out from the big stone an entrance. So the gate is going to be chiseled up. It's going to be one humongous stone. Okay. So now the question is, ki had yativ Rabbi Yohanan v'kadarish. Rabbi Yohanan once was sitting in a shi'ur, and he gave a derasha. Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu levi abanim tovot margiliyot. God's going to bring big stones and big jewels. Shehem shiloshim ash shiloshim. 30 amot by 30 amot. That's like 60 feet by 60 feet high and width. V'hokek b'en esed al eslim. And God's, and the people are going to make doors from this. 10 amot by 20 amot, 10 amma wide, 20 amma high. Ma'amidan b'shari Yerushalayim, and these are going to be the gates of Jerusalem. Ligleg alav oto talmid. So one of the students came along and said, what are you talking? How could that be? Hashtag be'atad tzilzela lo mashkihinan. Today, you can't find the precious stone the size of an egg, of a yonah. Kule hay mashkihinan? You think we're going to find the stones that are 30 amma high, 30 amma, what are we talking about? The Yamim, after a while, Hifdika Safinato, that student that was on a boat, Bayam, in the seas. Hazam Malachas Sharet, he saw in the ocean over there the Malachim. He saw the Malachim cutting stones and rocks. Shehem Shiloshim al Shloshim. There were 30 Amma by 30 Amma. Vehakuk Bahen Esir Berum. And they were making a chiseling 10 Amma in width. Vehasrim Amma by 20 Amma. So he saw the angels with those stones. Amar Lehu. Amar Lehu, so the student tells the Malachim, Hane Leman, what are you doing with these big rocks? Amrudesh, Atidek Rosh Baruch Hu La'amidam Mishar Yerushalayim. What do you mean? God's going to use these for Yerushalayim. Atale Kamed Rabbi Yohanan. So he came back to Rabbi Yohanan, his rabbi. Amar Leh, Derosh Rabbi, Nechana El Drosh. Just keep on giving Derashot, Rabbi. Your Derashot are wonderful. Kasher Amarta Ken Ra'iti. Just like you said, that's what I saw. It's true. Amar lo reka. He told him, you empty one. El male ra'ita lo he'emanta. If you didn't see, you wouldn't believe. Melagleg al devrei hachamim ata. You're making fun of the words of the rabbis. Natan aina bo v'na'asa gal shel atzamo. He looked at him, and he turned into a pile of rubble, a pile of bones. And the explanation is, because even though in the shi'ur he questioned it, okay, the rabbi let him go. But you only believe because you saw it. You don't believe because your rabbi told it to you. You need to have a proof. And if you didn't see the malachim, then you wouldn't have believed. As if he's coming back and saying you were right. Now, even though we read in another gemara where one of the rabbis said a great thing, and he said, if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. There, the gemara doesn't say anything bad about that rabbi. Because here it's a big difference. Here it's the relationship between a student to his rabbi. Mm-hmm. If a person just says generally, wow, I can't believe it, that's fine. But to tell the rabbi that, that's chutzpah. He's even saying, oh yeah, rabbi, keep on saying dirashot. Everything you say is emet. I need you to tell me it's emet. You should have believed me when I told it to you the first time. Meti ve, the Gemara says, va'olech etchem komimiyut. It says that what? When Mashiach comes, that the Jewish people are going to be bekomazekufa. What is bekomazekufa? Komimiyut, we're going to be standing erect. That means we're going to be very tall. How tall are we going to be? Rabbi Meir Omer, Matayim Amma. The height of a human being is going to be 200 Amma. That's like 400 feet. Keshte komot shel Adam Rishon. Double the size of Adam Rishon. Adam was 100 Amma. Wow. So they're going to be now double that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Me'a Amma. No, you're going to be 100 Amma. Keneged Hechal Ukotalav. So you'll be the size of the Hechal of the Beit HaMikdash and its wall. Shnei Emar. Asher Banenu Kinti'im. Megudalim, our children are going to be like grown trees. Ben Urehem, when they're young, Benotenu Chesaviyot Mechutavot Tavdit Echal. The girls are going to be the size and height of the Tavdit Echal, of the construction of the Echal. And when we were at the Echal, the size was 100 Amma. So now the question is, you told me that this entrance of Jerusalem is going to be 20 Amma. It's too small. We're not going to be able to fit. The people's height is going to be 100 Amma, 200 Amma. You're going to have to duck. So the Gemara says, Kika Amar Rabbi Yohanan Lechaved Bezika. He was talking about windows. He was talking about the windows are going to be 20 Amma, which means not the gates. The gates are going to have to be
much bigger.
When he was talking about these big stones of 30 Amma by 20 Amma by 10 Amma, that was just for windows for some ventilation. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yohanan Atid Hakadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Sheva Chupot Lechol Tzadik B'Tzadik. La'atid davo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make in Olam Abba 10 chupot, 10 sure. Canopies for every tzaddik. Ah, what did I say, 10?
7.
It's only 7. Okay, 7 chupot. Shnei Amar. Ubara Hashem Amechon Arzion Val Mikra'ea. Okay, ready to count them? Anan Yomam is 1. Ashan is 2. Noga is 3. Esh is 4. Lehava Laila is 5. Ki Al Kol Kavod is 6. And chupa is 7. From the fact that the Pasuk says ki al kol kavod, everybody's chuppah is according to his level. Not every chuppah is equal. Depending on which level the tzaddik is, that's the chuppah that he gets. Ashan bechuppah lama, but it says one of the chuppot is smoke. What do you have to have smoke in the chuppah? Amar Rabbi Hanan shekol mi she'einav tzalut b'tamidei achemim ba'olam hazeh, whoever does not pleasure tamidei achemim with his money in this world, mitmaleot einav ashan le'olam haba. His eyes will be filled with smoke le'olam haba. If you give the Talmidei Chachamim your money to benefit from, then you're fine. But if not, that's the smoke. Wow. Blinds them. You mean they'll be blinded? Okay. The ish bechupah, what's the fire in the chupah, folks? One of the chupah is fire. Amar bihanina, lelamed shekol echad v'echad nechveh mechupato shel chavero. When every tzaddik is going to look at the other tzaddik's chupah and is going to see how he's on a higher level, he's going to burn. They say that's the geinam of the tzaddikim. When you see the levels you could have reached, so therefore the ish is the ish of the potential that you did not reach. You're going to see the chupah of your friend. You say, oh, I could have been there. And that's what it says. What's with it? Oila leota busha, oila leota kilema. Woe to the shame, woe to the humiliation. Which means that's the fire of the chupah. But I'm going to give a similar example. Kayotze b'davar ata omer. When God told Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint Yehoshua ben Nun and his successor, it says, "Benatatam behodecha alav," put from your glory on him. So it says, "Velo kol hodecha," put from the glory, but not all your glory. Which means, as great as Yehoshua ben Nun was, he was not near Moshe Rabbeinu. Zekinim shebeoto hador amru. The elders of the generation said, "Pene Moshe kepne Hama, pene Yehoshua kepne Lebana." Oila leota busha. The elders of the generation, when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's face, his face was shining like the sun. When they saw Yeshua's face, it was shining like the moon. The elders of the generation that saw Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were able to see two generations, and they saw the discrepancy between the generations. They saw the Yiridat HaDorot. From one generation, you went from the sun to the moon. They said, Oila leota busha, oila leota kilema. Woe to the shame, woe to the humiliation. That look how much we sunk just in one generation, which is the new generation. When they saw Yeshua, they thought this is the standard, this is the benchmark. But the elders, they were able to compare. They say, we saw Moshe and we saw Yeshua. Oila leota busha. What a busha it is. Means the difference of levels. Amar Hama Bar Hanina. Eser chupot asak kadosh baruch hu l'adam rishon began Eden. God made Adam Rishon 10 chupot when he was in Gan Eden. Shnei Emar, the Eden Gan Elohim Hayita, Kol Even Yechara. Then the pasuk is Vechule. It says in the pasuk, I'm reading it here now. Odem Peda Yalom Tarshish Shoam Yashefes Sapir Nofech Barkat and Zahav. 10 different chupot made out of 10 different stones. Mozutra Amar Achatasle. Muzutah says 11 chupot. Shnei Emar, Kol Eben Yekara. That's an extra one. Amar B'Yohanan, V'garoa Shebekulam Zahav. The worst of them was gold. Tekah Hashiv Lin Lebesof. That was the 10th one. That means gold was the cheapest of the commodities that God made the chupot of Adam Rishon. May Mela Echet Tupecha Unkabecha Bach. It says in the Pasuk that what? Melechet Tupecha Unkabecha. A tof literally is like a drum. A drum is hollow. What's this referring to? Amar Vidamarav, Amar Lokash Baruch Hu leHiram Melech Tzur. God told Hiram, the king of Tzur, when I created the world, Becha Nistakalti. Hiram eventually made himself a god. He self-deified himself. So God said, when I created the world, I had you in mind. And that's why, Ulbarati Nikabim Nikabim Ba'adam. That's why I created a man with holes that he has to go to the bathroom. So he can never become a Ga'ava. You already are thinking yourself that you're a god. I had you in mind. So people cannot deify themselves. I made tupim, like a drum that has a hole in it. They're going to have to go to the bathroom so nobody will become so ba'al ga'ava to think that they themselves are like a god. God says, I looked at you for kanasti mita al adam rishon. That's why I punished Adam rishon and all his descendants that they should have death. When I brought the death sentence on the world, I was thinking of you, Hiram. Because I know the Sha'im are going to be like you, they're going to self-deify themselves, so therefore I put a knas of death on the world. Wow. Once God's putting the death on the world, He cannot only put it under the Sha'im, because then there won't be free will. So God has to put it on the Tzaddikim as well, in order to keep the free will intact. My ve'al mikra'eh, that's the end of the Pasuk, it says, Harsiyon ve'al mikra'eh, Amar Abba, Amar Yohanan, Lo kirushalayim, shel olam hazeh, Yerushalayim shel olam abba. The Jerusalem of this world is not like the Jerusalem of above, or of the next world. Yerushalayim shel olam hazeh, kol harotze la'alot ole. Today, whoever wants to go to Jerusalem, go. Shel olam haba, en olin ela hamzumanim la. You got to be invited. That's why it says the pasuk ve'al mikra'eha. You have to be karuila. You have to be invited to Yerushalayim
of Na'atidah, because there's a spiritual bliss over there, and only the tzaddikim are involved. Amar Abba Aram Yohanan, atidim tzaddikim shenikraim al shemot shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The tzaddikim eventually, one day, are going to be called after the name of God. Shne'emar kol ha'nikra b'shmi lichbodi berativ yisartiv af asitiv. The kol ha'nikra b'shmi. The tzaddikim eventually are going to be called by the name of God itself. Okay? I guess kavod is one of the midot of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when we refer to the Talmidei Chachamim in the sense of kavod, they're going to share a certain attribute that God has. There's three people that are called by the name of God. Tzaddikim, u'mashiach v'irushalayim. Tzaddikim, hada amran. Because Mashiach, tekhtiv. What does it say about Mashiach? V'zeh shemo asher yikru Hashem tzidkenu. The Mashiach is called Hashem tzidkenu. Our tzaddik. Tzaddik shenanu, like. Or Hashem will give us judgment in his time. Hashem tzidkenu. Hashem yetzdik otanu b'yamav. God will give us the proper judgment in his time. Yerushalayim, dechtiv saviv, shemona asar aleph, v'shema'ir, meyom, etc. Hashem shama. The name of Jerusalem, the Atidah, was going to be called Hashem shama. God is there. Al tekre shama el Hashema. Hashem shema. So you see, Jerusalem is also called under the name of God. Amar Rabbi Elazar atim tzaddikim, shiu omrim lefnem kadosh, kederek shiu omrim lefnem kadosh baruch hu. Wow, the malachim are going to say kadosh in front of the tzaddikim, just like they say kadosh in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say everything, Kadosh, 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 Shene Emar, V'haya ha'nish'ar b'siyon v'notar b'Yerushalayim, Kadosh Ya'amer Lo. That the ones that remain in Jerusalem, Kadosh Ya'amer Lo. Kadosh is going to be said to them. They're going to have such a beracha. Ave Amar Abba Amar B'Yohanan Atidah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lehagbiya, Et Yerushalayim, Shalosh Parasaot Emala. Jerusalem is going to be elevated three parasaot higher than it is already. Shene Emar, V'ra'ama, it's going to be elevated and sit underneath it. My tahteha ke tahteha. Which means, whatever the distance that Jerusalem, the area that Jerusalem is resting on today, which is, let's say, I guess, three pasaot, so based on its area that it's sitting today, it's going to be elevated, that elevation, three more pasaot high. According to the shi'ur tahteha, that's going to be the shi'ur. So the Gemara says, how do I know that the area of Jerusalem is three parsaot? There was an old man told me, I saw the original Jerusalem, it was actually three parsaot. Why? What do you mean? It's going to be hard, so high to go up. How are the old people going to climb up to Jerusalem? They're going to fly up like the clouds in the sky. It's going to be effortlessly. And like the doves and the pigeons that fly to their nests, which means the aliyah to Jerusalem is going to be very easy. You know what you learn from here? That the highest cloud is three parsaot off the ground. Because from the fact that it says you're going to fly like clouds, so the clouds must be three parsaot. So therefore the high clouds, it's talking about a regular thick cloud. Of course there's clouds that are much higher than that, but those are the very thin clouds that can even be much higher. They don't need that much, they're not as heavy. But the heavier clouds, the highest cloud is three parsaot. Okay, I'm out of behind you. Because it said, just like the clouds effortlessly go to the sky without any hardship, so too you can be able to go to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is three parsaot high, so therefore same thing. Amar Rabbi Hanina bar Papa, more stuff about Jerusalem. Bikesh Kadosh Baruch Hu latet et Yerushalayim b'midah. God wanted to give Jerusalem a certain measurement, which means a certain shi'ur. Shnei Emar, like the pasuk says, this is in Zechariah. God, the prophet saw an angel and he had a rope in his hand. Va'omar, ana ata holech. The prophet asked the angel, what are you doing with this rope, with this measuring stick? Va'yomer elai, lamod et Yerushalayim. I'm coming to measure Jerusalem. Le'ot kama ruchba ve'kama orka. I want to give exactly dimensions. Amru malachi asharet, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So God tells, the angels tell God, Ribonot shel olam, harbe kerachim barata be'olamcha shel lomot talam. You created a lot of cities in the world. Ve'lo natata midat orka midat ruchban. No city has exact measurements. Yerushalayim, Sheshimcha betocha, Jerusalem, which your name is in that city. U'megdashcha betocha, the megdash is there. V'tzadikim betocha, tanoten b'midah. You're limiting it to a certain shi'ur. Miyad, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Zechariah in a prophecy, and he tells him what? Vayomer elav, the Malach says, Roots, taber la na'ala laz, go tell Zechariah, demor perazot, teshev Yerushalayim. Jerusalem is going to be open walls. No limit. In those days, it was talking about after the destruction, so the Jews in Jerusalem were scared, so they only were living in the walls of Jerusalem. So the prophet said, where are you confining us? It's your city. So God said, they can live even outside the walls. But from here we see that Walatid level also, that Jerusalem is not going to have the same borders that it has today. According to some opinions, Jerusalem's borders are going to be all the way to Syria and all the way to that's just Jerusalem. And Israel is going to be much bigger than that. It's not going to have any limited borders. Right? Some say, Sha'arei Yerushalayim atidim liyot bagin ad Damascus. The gates of Jerusalem will reach Damascus. Okay, so that's the hadush of that one. Okay, a couple of more. Amar Shakish, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehosif al Yerushalayim. Now we're talking about how far Jerusalem is going to span out to. Elef tefef ginoot. 1,000 tefef gardens. Take the gematria of tefef. What's tefef?
169.
So 1,000 times 169, that's how many more gardens you're going to have in Jerusalem. Elef kefil migdalim. The gematria of kefil is 210. So 1,000 times 210, migdalim. More buildings. Elef litsui. Litsui is gematria 146. Biraniot. Biraniot, I guess, is what?
Fortresses.
1,000 times 146, fortresses.
Or castles,
okay. The elef usne shilo totafraot. This is fortresses. Mm-hmm. That's 1,002. 1,002 times 345. Because what's the word we're talking about here? Shilo. Shilo is 345. Which we're picking words. And these words over here are the gematria of them, 1,000 times that. Vechol ahat ve'ahat. Havya kitzipore b'shalvata. Wow. And each one of these, fortresses, or each one of these additions or cities, is going to be as big as the city of Tzipori in its heyday. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ani ra'iti Tzipori b'shavata. I was there in Tzipori in its time of peace. Ve'ayuba me'a u'shmonim elef shevakim. There was 180,000 markets shel mochret sike kedera that was selling spices and besamim for the pots. So each one of these additions is going to be the size of Tzipori. I mean, Jerusalem is going to be very, very big, very expanded. Amen. That's Sela. Oh, Sela, El Sela, Shalosh Ususim Pa'amim. Okay, now let's talk about over here the Bet HaMikdash. So it says the offices of the Bet HaMikdash are going to be one office on top of another office, Shalosh Ususim Pa'amim, 33 times. What does this mean? My shalosh u'shloshim pa'amim. Amar Rabbi Levi, Amar Papi, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Desichni. Im shalosh Yerushalayim hen, which means if la'atid lavo, Yerushalayim is going to be 3 times the size it is now. That means when you read the pasuk, it's shalosh, and put the word u'shloshim in parentheses, and read the word pa'amim. So you read it like this. If Jerusalem is going to be shalosh pa'amim, 3 times its original size, then what? Kol ahat ve'ahat yesh ba shiloshim medorin lema'la. Each level of Jerusalem is going to be 3 times the size. Each one is going to have 30. No, shiloshim. Shiloshim medorin residents.
3 times
as
president.
No, 30 times.
30.
Shiloshim medorin lema'la.
30 is present size.
One over the other.
30 is present size.
Which means. No, if Jerusalem is going to be 3 times the size of it is now, so each house can be 30 stories high. A house and 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 a house. So you read the pasuk like this. Shalosh pa'amim, if Jerusalem will be shalosh pa'amim, then shiloshim. Then the houses are going to be 30 stories. Or there's another way of reading it. Ve'im shiloshim Yerushalayim, and if Yerushalayim is going to be 30 times the size of it, what it is now, then the shalosh is referring to the stories. Then each house is going to be 3 stories high, one on top of the other. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.